It's come to that part of the show, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, oh, and everyone else that's listening. I'm doing it now. Will you please be upstanding?
Oh, that's what you were doing.
Please be upstanding for Fascinating Facts with the one and only, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Barry Bouquet! It's
yes,
not
indeed.
London calling, it's Palace Radio calling. Barry the Cab, how are you, young sir?
How are you?
Hey! Hello, Barons.
Are you all been rebooted?
Yes, indeed, yes. I've got the scars to show it, mate, but that's another story.
How's the show going? I'm stuck in traffic in London at the moment. It's nice and warm and sunny, but we're going nowhere fast.
Mate. Well, thanks for taking the time to get involved here on the Wibbly Wobbly Show. So what's been happening then, mate?
Well, it's the Olympics, isn't it? It's just drawing to a close, but, you know, it's amazing. I know the world's round and things change, but we've now become a nation of swimmers, canoeists, sailors. Mm. You know, you've got all the sort of sports where we've been ticking over for years, but the track and field, we ain't seem to have done much.
No.
You've had the Americans, they've blown out in it, and the Jamaicans are winning everything. So the world's changing with all the sports, and big up to all the... all the Great Britain athletes have done marvellously well in the last couple of weeks or so. But, you know, it's just got me thinking. I thought, well, it's coming to us in 2012. We should have more sports that we're good at. You know, because, you know, football's gone down the pan. That's no good. That's out the window for the time being. And cricket's a bit hit and miss. And, as you say, the swimming and canoeing. But I thought, I'd create a new sport and I'm going to fire it off to the Olympic Committee and see how they go for 2023. I run it past you for this little one for us, right?
Go on.
What we're going to have is going to be a sort of decathlon, but different, not the sort of events that... I think it's going to be certainly for the British connoisseur only. And I'll tell you how our decathlon goes. You go into a pub. You have about a dozen of you there, all athletes from around the world. Now, we are athletes. Now, what you do is it's the quickest person to sink down 9 pints of lager. Right?
Yeah.
So that's the opening one. And obviously, first, second or third, get the old marks. You know, if you do it in 5 minutes 20, you're getting, the marks. And then after you've all sunk them, now this is going to be filmed live, so you can see, you all stagger out and hit the nearest curry house.
Yes, now you're
talking. Then you go into a curry. Now, all the curries are on the table, and you've got to demolish a curry. Now, the point system is, if you have a korma and you finish it, 5 points. If you manage to have like a little bit of a jalfrezi, that's 10 points.
Right.
A madras could be 15.
Right.
A vindaloo 20. Now, if you can go for the foul, that could be a 25-pointer.
Oh, mate,
I'm going for gold. I'm filling out the application. I've got an application form here. You've based this on me, haven't you?
That's it. 9 pints and then a chicken foul and you'll be leading it. And then after that, the last event after that would be a run down to the town centre and it'll be a mass punch-up between all the contestants and the last man standing gets top marks. Now, come on, any city centre in Great Britain would have a champion there, wouldn't we?
We win the lot, wouldn't we?
We've done, haven't we? We've done it.
I'm going to fire that off to the Olympic Committee and we'll see how we go with that.
Yeah.
But as we go, let's get to the crux of the show.
Yeah.
A fascinating fact.
Here we go.
Now, this come, a client got it, us, our client, a punter got in the week, and he asked me what I thought was a most ridiculous question, but he said to me, I picked him up at St Pancras, he goes, why is it that you go down the road and the traffic lights start with red at the top, amber, green? But on the railways, the red light is at the bottom. Now, that got me thinking.
Yeah.
So I thought, right, well, I said, is that correct? He said, yeah. He said, I travel on the railways a lot. The red light is always at the bottom on the railways, but it's on the top on the roads. So here I go. I get all me facts and figures out, and I'll dive around, and I've come up with the answer, believe it or not. The fascinating fact, the reason why. Now, this comes... from, you've got to, you know, it's not so much this country, but out in Switzerland, Austria, where there's a lot of, like, inclement or unclement weather at the time, you know, lots of snow, lots of sleet. Now, believe it or not, I hope I can pronounce this rightly, a Swiss fella by the name of Henrik van Googlarsen. What's the funny? That's his name.
No, Henrik. That's just
Henrik van Googlarsen from Switzerland.
I think I've seen that DVD.
He, in the early 1900s, out in Switzerland, Austria, you know, through the Alps and that, they was having a bit of problems with the old trains going through red lights,
yep,
causing untold problems. So all this old Emmerich Van, he brings up the idea of putting the red light at the bottom, and the reason for this was, when you see the lights,
yeah,
now they always have these things called cow hoods above them, which will stop the light getting in so you can see the red, green,
yep,
and amber,
yep,
the little hoods above them. Now what was happening out in Switzerland in the Alps, when they was having a heavy snowfall, it was standing on top of the hoods, and so the red light at the top was getting completely diminished.
Right, yeah.
Thus, trains going through red lights.
Right.
So old Emmerich, in his wisdom, decides to put the red at the bottom where there is no light underneath it. Are
yeah.
you still with me?
Yeah.
You are not
course.
Getting a build-up of snow.
Yeah.
Thus, no problems. And the red light is clearly visible. So Emmerich wow. van Googlarsen created the railway's red light at
the
bottom.
So he wasn't such a Googlarsen after all, was he?
After all, he turned out to be a decent chap. No Googlarsen, no. He invented the
more
red
of a clever
light
arson,
at the bottom.
So
and that's right. a fascinating fact.
Yeah, it is a fascinating fact. Yeah.
Barry, I'll just take you back. What did you say? What was the cover that was
this,
over the cow?
I know this sounds a bit like Call My Bluff, but the cover are called cow hoods.
Cow hoods. So that's
cow hoods, and they're the ones that you see on traffic lights.
Yeah, like a little. It's like almost like a little peak cap, isn't it?
Just that's to stop the sun reflecting. But as I've said, back in Switzerland and Austria, where every snow falls, all the snow was building up,
stood on top of it. Yeah,
the red light was getting blocked off. You couldn't see the red light. Trains were going past them, and it was causing All sorts of trouble.
So we've actually had two fascinating cow hoods, which I didn't know what they were called. And we didn't know here. What
Barry.
A mine of information, Barry.
And as you say, the railways have the red lights at the bottom, as I say, because they're out in the sticks anywhere. In the cities, you've got the traffic lights, and someone can, you know, clean them off. But
out in
the wilderness of all that, he brought up the great idea of having a red light at the bottom, no cow hood on top of it.
Hence,
the trains run smoothly.
There you go, mate.
Oh,
that's fascinating.
If you
fact.
Believe that, you'll believe anything.
Yeah.
Well, once,
true.
Once again, Barry, it's look, we're not going to be back until the 13th of September for the next time that we're going to be speaking to you. And we've got to wait that long for another fascinating fact. I mean, I don't know if I can wait that long, actually.
Well, September 13th is, you know, it's a few weeks away.
Yeah.
So you'll all have to brace yourself for another fascinating fact.
It's going to take that time for that one to sink in, I think, with me, mate. absolutely superb. Good.
No need to panic yet, as they say, Mr. Mannering.
Barry, I'd like to say thank you very much indeed. It's always, always a joy to speak to you, sir. And we have got to wait until Saturday, the 13th of September, before we once again listen to Barry.
Okay, Jack,
fascinating
look out for them cow hoods.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Fascinating Facts with the one and only Barry the Cow.
Cheers, Barry.